This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One day, back in the spring of 2001, when she was 14 years old, Diane Guerrero came home from school and neither of her parents were there, as they always were when she got back from school. Guerrero, who now stars in Orange is the New Black and Jane the Virgin, was living near Boston, and her parents, undocumented migrants, had been detained by immigration. They would soon be deported back to Colombia. Guerrero, who was born here, stayed. She tells her story in a new memoir. It's called In the Country We Love. Diane, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You say early in this book that you don't remember a time when you didn't know your parents were in this country illegally, but you never really understood what it meant until you were like seven and your parents were having a fight, right?
I mean, I always heard talk, right? My parents were constantly talking about what they were going to do, what their next step was, if they should go back, you know, what kind of opportunities do they have to get their green card or to achieve documentation. Until I was seven, they were having a huge fight over it. So I told my parents, you know, I was very dramatic as a kid. So I told them, I said, I'm calling the police. You know, if you don't stop fighting, I'm calling the police right now. And I got close to the phone. And then my mother said, if you call them, they'll arrest us all and you'll be left alone. And that's when I realized that things were really, really unstable. And the part of the reason why they were fighting so much was because of this one thing.
Let me jump ahead a little bit. So after you come home that day from school, it becomes clear very quickly that your parents aren't coming back. They get processed through various detention centers and facilities. You wind up going to see your mother, and she says, I think it's through like that plexiglass with the phone thing. She says,
"Yeah."
She says, "Diane, why don't you come back to Colombia with us, which is where your parents are going to get deported to, and you decide to stay. Why?"
Yeah. Well, the reason I decided to stay, I just always had it clear in my mind what I wanted to do. I had a goal, and my mom was saying this to me, but in my head, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I have everything here. This is where my opportunity is, and I have to continue with that. In my mind, I was going to save my family. In my mind, I couldn't go back because then I would lose out on all these opportunities that I was having here in the States. And those opportunities, I'm telling you, weren't easy to find either. I mean, I was in a very, you know, low-income area in Boston. I had to go to public school, but I had applied to a pilot school, this performance arts high school. So I felt like that was a great opportunity, and I saw it as a sign that I could, so to speak, pull myself up from my own bootstraps and create something of myself despite my circumstances. And I will say that I was just afraid. I was afraid of not making it. I was afraid that, you know, we weren't going to have enough money there. And usually the opportunities in Colombia are slim if you don't have any money. I mean, that's just like the plain and simple of it. And so I didn't go.
You were, emotional scarring aside, you were physically safe. You were with a neighbor that your father had arranged. And then, I mean, you got moved around quite a bit, but you had a place to stay and to sleep. The question is, did anybody from the government, you were a minor, you're 14 years old. Did anybody from the government come and check on you after your parents were deported?
No, it was as if my family never existed and as if I didn't exist, really. I don't know if it was just that they didn't care or they didn't. I mean, they must have known about me. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but no one came to check up. No one asked any questions. And I just sort of kind of went through life like this. And I didn't know what would happen to me if I made any noise. You know, I kind of took from my parents what they had done all these years was just to be quiet and to be under the radar and not to cause any commotion and to be law-abiding and good.
You do figure stuff out eventually. You figure out how to get out of high school. You figure out how to get into college and through it. You did wind up with just a mountain full of student debt, though. That to me was like, wow, she got all the way through this and now she's signing away all these loans.
Oh, yeah, no. I had no idea what I was doing, but it certainly caught up with me. I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be. And you know, the purpose of why I was there became secondary to all this stuff that I was dealing with. So it became really stressful. And so I sort of almost fell off the edge there.
And there was a crash, right? I mean, you went through a period where you were in rough shape.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. you know, this whole time during high school, I thought that I had it together. I had a plan. I was going to make something of myself. I was going to make my parents proud. And, you know, I was flying blindly. And so all that came out in the form of depression once I couldn't hack it. And that's when I knew that I needed serious help.
Yeah. And you found the help and you eventually found your way to acting and theater and drama. And you get this audition for this show called Orange is the New Black. You get cast in it. And the best part of this book, honestly, is where you say, yeah, it was just a web series. So, you know, whatever.
Right? Yeah. I mean, at the time, no one knew what, you know, I mean, I knew Netflix, you know, I would order DVDs and I wouldn't find them for weeks, you know, and I'd finally return them without watching them. So it's so funny. And so I didn't understand what this streaming content was. And so I went for it. And you know, by golly, I got it.
Yes, yes, you did.
And it made everything make sense. My struggle, my pain, my joy. And I know I have a long journey ahead. I know this isn't it. And this is just the beginning for me. So every day I'm learning.
You've seen her on Orange is the New Black. Her new book, her new memoir, is called In the Country We Love, My Family Divided by Diane Guerrero. Diane, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.